Vogt, Commissioner Bartholomew, Chief Narowski, Deputy Chief Todd, Jessica's on the line. It is now 6.03 p.m. And barring any objections, I'll call the meeting to order so we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And roll call, Commissioner Glode.
Present.
And Commissioner Bartholomew.
Here.
And with the record show, I'm also on the call. I'd like to open the meeting to the public portion. Anyone from the public who'd like to speak? Okay, hearing no one. Again, is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak? Okay, and we'll make it a third call. Last call. Anyone from the public would like to speak in the public portion of the meeting? Hearing no one, I'd like to move on in the agenda. Does anyone have any additions, corrections to tonight's agenda? I have heard no one. Commissioner Glode, any additions, corrections? No. Commissioner Bartholomew?
Nope, nothing.
Narowski, Deputy Chief Todd. Okay, so no changes or additions to the agenda. Call for a motion to adopt the agenda for tonight's meeting.
That's fine, I'll make that motion.
Okay, Commissioner Bartholomew made the motion.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Glode. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And abstentions. Okay, tonight's agenda has been adopted. Has everyone had a chance to look over the minutes of December 14th meeting?
Yes.
Any changes, any comments, any corrections?
No.
No? Okay. I would call for a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll go ahead.
Commissioner Glode, Commissioner Bartholomew, motion and second. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Okay. Now we're moving on to old business. Anyone have any old business? I'd like to, under old business, just thank the chief for the research on 9th Street that he did. He and Deputy Todd. I received the report on the instances that there have been on that street and the recommendations right at this point in time. So anyone else have any old business?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along into new business. I'll let the chief start off new business.
I guess we could cover new business very quickly. I went in and I started looking at the costs of the police accountability bill. I sent you a description and overview of that. Those numbers are all preliminary. They're going to change. But as you noticed, I think the big sticking point here is over the next 60-month period, we're looking at nearly $600,000 in expenses, which are all unfunded with the exception of 50% of year one of body cameras and in-car cameras. So we're doing our due diligence to research that. I have reached out to another couple of vendors. We're going to try to get at least three vendors involved. Axon is the premier vendor there, and they pay for it. They're the most expensive. We're also looking at Digital Ally, and we're also looking at a Motorola solution because we have Motorola radios. Our whole system is as it sits. So we're hoping to bring that cost down, but that cost is not going to go away. Currently, the Axon cost is $322,000 over a 60-month period of time. It's basically a staggered pay to own system. And I can, I've broken that down for you in the past. I can break it down a little further, but we're looking for very similar things from other vendors. And then I went through this year's budget. It looks like a preliminary 1.5-ish% increase just with the mandates from the this police accountability bill. That's without general wage increases, et cetera. So there is no chance of keeping our budget flat. So we're in the budget development stage. That'll be forwarded on to you. That is due up to the city in the next 20 days or so.
I did get the chance to read through the chief's email. Commissioner Bartholomew, Commissioner Gloag.
I just have one question, Chief. I see that the cost is staggered out over 5 years. Is there any plausible way that we could go before the board? Because with that 50% on the you quoted for the first year cost, we'll be able to get 50%. Is there any plausible way for us to try to incur more costs within the first year or try to find additional funds so we could get that 50% grant back? You know, I understand that this is over 5 year lease to own, but did we look at a purchase outright price, anything like that, just to bring to the board so that, and then throwing that 50% refund, I call it refund, back up front, which will defer a lot of the costs, you know, it'll make it less than what it is over 5 years. Is there any plausible way for us to put something together like that and bring before the board?
So the answer is yes and no. So I'll give you the no first.
Okay.
Generally, the pricing plans we found mm-hmm. are in a, it's a horrible term because I was corrected on using it today, like a lease to own, but you don't lease it. It's basically a staggered payment system, which includes everything, all the bells and whistles. So think about getting a cell phone. You don't just buy the phone, then pay the monthly charge. You stagger it out like you would purchase one from AT&T. So instead of it costing you $1,000, you do it over this service contract.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot more stuff that comes with it, storage, et cetera, et cetera. To your second point, that is exactly my mission. My mission is to front load as much of this stuff as possible to recoup as much of that 50% grant.
Yeah.
So it's twofold. One is I'm trying to get the best bang for the buck, and I think I can way undercut Axon's numbers right now as it sits. So I'm very hopeful, but it's still not going to be the $10,000 or $20,000 that I was promised from the legislature. Okay. It's going to be a significant chunk of money, but we may see a 50% or two-thirds cost of Axon coming in. And then if we front load that even more, that lowers the burden to the taxpayer.
Yeah. And that's what I was, because you pointed that out in your email, but that's the one thing that's stood out to me, that 50% on year one only, which was,
Correct. Even
like you said, if we could front load it, that would be great. That's
exactly what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
There was talk of potentially asking for a joint with the tax board and the Board of Aldermen. Chief, are we at that stage, do you believe, or?
So where we sit time-wise is we've done a couple of things. We've compressed our budget process and cycle, so we've advanced it at least a month to 60 days, so that puts us under the gun. We're ready to go. Unfortunately, that timing cycle does not jive with OPM. So OPM's grants are not even looking to open for the next couple of weeks. That's not super public information, but what we need to do is be able to apply for a grant. The worst part about this is my guesstimate is this is tens of millions of dollars in funding that's needed, and the legislature funded $4 million for the entire state for all municipal departments. So this is going to get eaten up fast, and I think it's the first one in. We'll be getting the money, and then they're going to have to backfill it later. So what I would ask for, and I don't know if this is even feasible because we've never done anything like this before, is ask for some type of permission to go out and apply for a grant. Now, obviously, we have T&E testing and evaluation cameras coming in, at least on the body worn. We can't install them in cars, but we want to see how things work and how these compare apples to apples with each other. And based on that, we'll be able to give you a realistic recommendation, because we can go to other people who have these systems installed and we can test them with our personnel for a short period of time. So within the next 30 days plus, I'd like to be able to make some decision. But at the same time, I think we need to start applying to the state for the grants the second they open. Now, understanding that if the Board of Aldermen say no and the tax board doesn't fund it, well, that's where we sit. But I would say at least a blessing from this board would let us get going with the good intention that we intend on moving forward and actually complying with the law.
I sort of support that thought. I know how competitive these grants get. And if OPM opens the door tomorrow and we're ready to go, I know that, you know, with respect to my colleagues on the Board of Aldermen and the Board of Taxation, or apportionment, we are not looking to step on anyone's toes. We are not looking to overstep our authority. Understanding that I believe Board of Aldermen now has final say in anything like this, but I'd like to at least get an approval from this board so the chief can start the process. So if the bell rings, door opens, we are ready to apply, and we can always say no thank you later on down the road if the other boards don't support our decision. Yeah. So I would look for a motion from the commissioners on this.
I'll make a motion for the chief to go forward with trying to find grants.
And is there a second on the floor?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, Commissioner Bartholomew, second. Commissioner Gloag with the motion. I'll call the question. Is there anyone in favor of the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Both commissioners and myself. So we'll call it a unanimous approval. Chief, please move forward with this. Any way we can recover funds for the city is nothing more than a step in a positive direction. So you've got the approval of this board.
Okay, absolutely. And like I said, there's no downside to it, because if we don't have any money and all the boards don't approve it, there's no harm, no foul.
Agreed 100%. Okay, anything else under new business, Chief?
No.
Any commissioner have anything to raise under new business?
None from me.
We just have our schedule we have to approve.
Right, which that was going to be the next topic. Deputy Chief Todd, any comments? Anything under new business?
No, nothing under new business.
Okay, sounds good. So we have the acceptance of the 2021 monthly police commissioners meeting. We have the schedule drawn up: January 11th, February 9th, March 8th, April 12th, May 10th, June 14th, July 12th, August 9th, September 13th, October 4th, because in October we have Christopher Columbus Day in the second Monday, I believe, November 8th, December 13th, and then January 10th, 2022. I need a motion to adopt that schedule for the next year of minutes.
And make that.
Okay, Commissioner Gloag. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Hang on one second.
Okay.
February 8th is a Monday. That says February 9th.
Does say February 9th. We need to adjust that.
Yeah, because I knew March are always the same unless it's a leap year.
Okay, so we need to go to February 8th, Rich?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now, if you'll amend the motion, Mike.
I'll amend the motion to include February 8th in lieu of February 9th.
Perfect.
Make that change to the schedule. Okay, so we have an amended motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so the schedule is set for the next year of police commissioner minutes. Mark, do we have to send it to you or do we send it to the Secretary of State?
No, you can send it to this office.
Okay, well, I'll draw it up and get it over to you for the first thing in the morning.
Thanks. And actually, if she includes it in the minutes, that's sufficient. But whatever's easier, you know.
Yep. Well, we'll make sure that's included with the adjustment. Thanks. Thank you. Department reports.
Okay. I think a couple of the most telling points that come out quite often is the car thefts and the larcenies. I think you see that some people are mistaken that that's a local issue, that is a regional issue, New England-wide. It's probably nationally, but we suffer from it a little more in Connecticut because of our watered-down juvenile laws. We're releasing people as quickly as we're basically referring them. Very, very, very few actually get remanded to custody. I don't know if any of them did in Derby this last year. But as you see, our car thefts have increased our car thefts have increased significantly, as well as our burglaries and our larcenies as well. So I put out something on Facebook today. I did some quick research, and with the exception of one that somebody can remember, I believe that all of our stolen vehicles had keys in them in one shape, form, or another. So they were either running, they had spare key fobs or keys in the glove compartment. That's the first place people look, and the doors were unlocked, or their regular keys were in the ignition. And then on top of it, if people are leaving valuables in the car, the first thing people do is check the door. I don't think we've had any windows broken or any vandalism. It's not like on TV where people are prying these doors. They're just simply going into unlocked cars. So I put some more reminders out for that, but a lot of that has to blame for targets of opportunity. Now, times are strange these days. So we can only warn so much. We're trying to, you know, keep up our patrols, but we have a lesser volume of calls for service, as you see, but we're spending more times on those calls for service. So during COVID, different things like, you know, beat checks or small things like a motor vehicle stop, which would count for an incident, are now becoming longer things like a domestic violence episode, et cetera. So we're still very busy. We're still understaffed. Without going into any details in a public forum, we sell people out on workers' compensation. We're slowly getting, a person or two back in, but we have we're aggressively working those other files to get people back to work as soon as possible and lower our overtime. The last thing is actually looking at our overtime. Our overtime is disproportionately spent, and it's just going to get worse as the year goes on. It's not at a panic stage. It's manageable. But as you see, we're based on these numbers, we're 53.8% spent during the year, and overtime wages are 64.5. So we're 10, almost 11% overspent for year to date. So that doesn't go proportionally. The holidays eat up a lot of that. So not particularly super worried. And the other thing is we still have a vacancy. So there's generating a weekly surplus of pay in the regular patrolman's pay, which we can transfer at a later date if we need to. As far as hiring goes, we have a candidate pool let down to 3 lateral transfers. The majority of them were not eliminated. They withdrew voluntarily from the process. And what we're having right now is an issue with obtaining personnel records due to the holiday period when everybody's off. So we're trying to backpedal and get as much done as possible, but a normal background is at least 6 weeks. So we're still looking for, you know, a month or two out. And then normally we present the candidates to you with recommendations, names, and you're available to review those files. I don't know how we'll do it this time, but I guess in COVID time, I don't think we have a problem with, you know, a single person in the conference room, and we'll just leave the files out and you can review them as you see fit if you wish to. And we also provide you with a summary. So if you don't want to dig through that, we can provide you with the summary and recommendations, pros, cons, et cetera. So that's kind of where we sit. We're working on budget. We're working on police accountability bill and putting all these things together and getting our department training. So that's it. Any questions?
Busy times. Yes. Just a couple things. In the last week, I've seen articles about car thefts from North Haven, Wallingford, Norwalk, and Norwich. All same thing, random car thefts, thefts of opportunity. This morning in the New York Times, there's an article detailing why car thefts are soaring, and technology has taking the lead. Don't leave your key fob in the car. And that's, you know, it's as simple as that. It was one, key fobs were the answer to car thefts, and now they're quickly becoming the cause of car thefts.
So I agree with you. What happens is people will lease a new car, or they'll purchase a new car, and they get the packet from the dealership, and they place it in the glove compartment where it belongs, but they don't remove the key fob or the valet key. And that's the first place people go. I mean, normally we didn't want to publicize that, but it is so common practice that I don't think people realize it. So it's better to put it out there than it is to show a flaw in our system.
Yeah, there's been a program, hasn't there, the 10 o'clock lock it or 9 o'clock, something like that. Hasn't the Chiefs of Police, Connecticut Chiefs of Police, had a program, Chief, going on, public announcements?
You know. I've seen some of their public safety, but I don't believe I've seen that one yet.
Might have been State Police, but I know there is one out there. It's just, you know, people need to be revisiting it quite a bit. Any questions from either of the commissioners on the department report? No? Okay. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to communications. Letter from the Connecticut Cancer Foundation for the No Shave November, raising $1,300. That's the only communication I'm aware of. Are there any others?
Oh, that's all we have right now.
Okay. Do we have any LTA business on the agenda? None that I'm aware of. I alluded to the Ninth Street issue earlier. The chief had, Deputy Chief Todd, pull statistics. The incidence of problems is low. It's a kind of a landlocked street. There's vision problems with sun glare in the morning, and just as anything else, not a lot that can be done at this point in time, or nothing that calls for major improvements that the city can fund. So that's where we are there. Deputy Chief Todd, are there any other issues that you're aware of as far as traffic right now?
Nothing for this month.
Okay. Commissioners, anything that you'd like to bring up or discuss in the Traffic Authority? No. All right. Having beaten all of these things to death, the only thing left is a call for a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Commissioner Bartholomew made a motion. Commissioner Glode, second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for all your time. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, bye-bye.